The success of your business is already in your business. So many of us look for external things for us to grow. Something external happens, then I will achieve. But the reality is, the success that you're looking for in your business is already inside your business. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry that has given so much to me and my family. I'm going to dive right in today, guys. This is going to be down and dirty, and I'm going to speak from the heart. Here's what's on my mind that I want to share with you. As always, I want to share proven, real, raw, relevant from the trenches to help you grow and develop. One of the things that I've said many, many times on this show is the success of your business is already in your business. So many of us look for external things for us to grow. Well, once I get a new lead source, once I get this new tech, once I get this new coach, once I get this new CRM, once I get this, once the interest rates change, once something external happens, then I will achieve. But the reality is, the success that you're looking for in your business is already inside your business. But I want to take it a step further. The success that you're looking for inside your business is already inside of you. You see, your business success will never outgrow your personal development. You can't be one person outside of work and then pretend to be someone else inside of work. Maybe you can fool people for a short period of time. But the people who win at scale, they understand the importance of growing themselves. See, what I believe is as humans, we are either growing or we are dying. That means we are either getting better or we are getting worse. And so today, I'm really going to go deeper on the importance of personal development, but even more so, how you can start down this path and journey of personal development. How can you start to better yourself as a human, as a person, as a leader, as an agent, as a spouse, as a father, as a mother? How can you start to better yourself, and how can you start to develop skills and habits and rituals and routines and things that make you a better person and a better human? Because I believe that we would all agree with this statement. If I become better, everything in my life becomes better. And so how do you start to better yourself? Let's dive in. So number one, bettering yourself starts with you. Nobody can do the work for you. Nobody can show up for you. You can't delegate your push-ups, right? You have to do the work. You can't just say, I'm going to try to develop myself on Mondays, but on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, nah, I'm not going to develop myself. Right? Like, it just doesn't work that way. You have to commit to it, and you have to realize that you need to look for opportunities within your life every single day for you to learn, grow, and improve. And I'm going to actually kind of break that down. And I think I got about 10 steps here written down for you that I think can help you really formulate what this looks like for yourself. And so if you're not driving, I want you to write these 10 steps down. If you are driving, maybe come back and re-listen. But you don't have to write this down. I think you'll just get more out of it if you are able to write this down and create a list, kind of a worksheet for this. But you can also think through this with me as I talk through these 10 steps. So let me dive in. Number one, you got to get rid of your excuses. You got to get rid of anything that says, I can't because. Again, the success of your life and your business is within you. And the minute that you say that you can't, guess what? You're right. Your mind is powerful. So you have to get rid of your excuses. And this may hurt for some of you. You got to get rid of your fucking complaining and bitching and whining and moaning attitude. This victim mentality bullshit has to stop. And it starts with us. I made a post the other day that went pretty crazy, and it was just because of I post what's relevant in my life. And the title of the post was, Every Story Needs a Villain. The point being is that there's a lot of people out there that are looking for other people to blame. And what I believe, as soon as you accept extreme personal responsibility for everything in your life, that's the moment you can start developing and becoming better. And so step number one is get rid of your excuses, stop whining, stop moaning, stop complaining. Life isn't fair. It's not fair for anyone. You can use those things to slow you down, or you can use them as a stepping stone to become better. And like you guys have heard my story. If you haven't, go back and listen to episode one. Go back and listen to other episodes where I've had hundreds of thousands of dollars stolen from me, where my wife was on her deathbed with a 6-week-old daughter when I went to visit her in the hospital. She had 24 hours to live. Where I was three, why, at that same time, I was 3 months behind on my electric bill. I could have all the excuses. I was raised by a single mom. My dad wasn't in my life. I can have all of these excuses. But guess what? They don't serve me. And I care about you and I want you to win. And your actions tell me you want to win. That's why you're here. So your excuses don't serve you either. Stop complaining, stop making excuses, and start becoming solutions oriented. Stop realizing that everyone has a story. Everyone has a reason why the cards were against them, or it wasn't fair here. Oh well. Suck it up. Move on. Get rid of your excuses. Accept extreme personal responsibility, and that's when you can start to grow. This number two is similar, right? But I want to use a different word. Number two is take ownership of your life. It is your responsibility, no one else's, for you to be successful. Take extreme personal responsibility and take ownership. Don't be the victim. You have to realize that you are in control. You are controlling the levers of your life. You are controlling the choices in your life. So take ownership. Number three, you need clear goals. Not vague, it would be nice goals. I believe clarity is kindness. So if you are unclear, that means you are unkind to yourself. So many of us operate in vagueness. You need specificity. You need specific goals that are clear. And every single day, you're moving closer towards that goal or you're moving further away. There is no neutral. Neutral is negative. If you say you had a neutral day, that means your goal got further away from you. You either got closer to your goal or further away. Crystal clear goals will force you to take the actions necessary to win. What's really cool about that is that when you set those crystal clear goals, you can also have accountability to yourself because you have a process that you need to follow to set those goals. More on that later on how to get the process to the goals. Number four, you got to start educating yourself. Start reading, start listening to more podcasts. Get rid of this Harry Potter and 50 Shades of Grey and all this other bullshit. You need to grow personally. And if you treat reading and podcasts not as entertainment, but as education and growth, so that you can become a better human, things start to change. Talking about books and podcasts that will sharpen your skill set, that will help you become a better version of you. As an example, I'm on 75 hard round six right now, and I'm on day 16, 17, something like that. And reading 10 pages a day. 10 pages a day. We can all do it. But I got out of the habit when I'm not on 75 hard, and I regret it because the knowledge I've gained by reading a book and a half so far has been phenomenal. Lessons I've learned has been amazing. And so you need to continue to feed your mind new things, new ideas, so that you can take action on those things. I believe that one of the fallacies in life is that knowledge is power. Knowledge is not power. It's the implementation of the knowledge that is power. But it's really, really hard to apply knowledge if you don't gain the knowledge first, right? So you need to educate yourself consistently. And the results, I promise you, like, don't I could listen to more entertaining stuff when I'm doing my outdoor workout. But I really, really like the result that I get in my life and the things that have shown up year after year after year when I commit myself to actually becoming better by what I feed my brain. So you'll love the result. You may not like listening to an audiobook. It may be boring at times, but if you actually learn it and apply it, great things will happen. Number five, you need to take your health seriously. You need to make sure, realize that you have, like, I learned this from being in these rooms of, honestly, it's in the CHEPLAC rooms, and that we all have problems in life. We all have things we can complain about. But the crazy thing is, once you have a health problem, every other problem disappears, and now you have one problem. You got to take care of your health. So make sure you're exercising, make sure you're eating healthy. Just take care of yourself. One of the things that most of you that know me know is that I quit drinking. I'll be 3 years this August. And so I'm not the perfect model citizen. Like, I'm not perfect, I'm nowhere close. But I have made conscious efforts to do all of these that I'm sharing with you. And every aspect of my life is better because of those decisions. And that's what I want for you. Number six, spend time improving your skill set. Spend time working on things that will help you become better so you can become a mastery of your craft. Most of you listening are in real estate. Here's my definition of mastery. So many people, here's what happens. As real estate agents, we have this thing called ego, and we allow it to get in our brain, and we think, well, we had a great month, so we don't need to learn anymore. Here's the reality. You have not mastered everything in real estate. Most of you have forgotten more in real estate than you even can even fathom because you don't practice it and exercise it daily. So here's, if you think that you haven't mastered, here's a test for your ego. I want you to take every aspect of real estate. I want you to take prospecting, lead generation, open houses, lead conversion, under contract process, how to write a contract, how to negotiate. And I want you to go teach a class to 1,000 people on every single one of those today. Oh, wait a minute. Why can't you do that? Because you don't know it well enough to teach it to others. You see, mastery is learn it, do it, and do it so much that you can teach it to others. The difference between doing it and teaching it is miles because we need that repetition over and over and over again. So spend time becoming better at your craft every single day. You need to improve your skill sets. Number seven, you need to challenge yourself. You need to lean into uncomfortable. If there's a new opportunity, if there's something that challenges you or something that you're forced with, should I take the easy path or the hard path? Sometimes the right answer is the hard path. You need to do things that challenge you. How can you get out of your comfort zone every single day? There's a reason I continually do 75 hard. I want to be the leader for my family. I want to be the leader for my team. I want to be the leader for my coaching clients. And I want to be the leader for you guys that are listening and follow me so that I can help be the example of doing the challenging things. And because you will never, ever, ever regret doing something hard, but you will regret you avoiding that hard thing. So do challenging things, lean into the uncomfortable. 75 hard is a great option. If you're looking for something I go to every single time. But you have to realize that complacency loves comfort. So stop being complacent and comfortable. You need to get uncomfortable. You need to start. I'm going to say this backwards on purpose because we've all heard the original quote, but I want you to start being uncomfortable when you're comfortable. I want you to start being uncomfortable when you become comfortable. I want you to pursue uncomfort so much that your life is so uncomfortable that when you start to get comfortable, you get like, you start squirming, like, wait a minute, this feels off. Because I want to do something that makes me uncomfortable. And when you do that and you lean into those things on a daily basis, it could be little things, it doesn't have to be anything massive. Life starts to get better, life starts to slow down, you start to improve, and things get better. Number eight, exercise discipline. Pretty simple, right? Be disciplined. I think when I say exercise, I want you to realize that I believe discipline is a muscle. I believe it is something that you can strengthen or something that can get weaker if you don't use it. And so it's really, really important that you exercise that discipline. It's the little things in life that add up to the big things. I remember I was in a mastermind with Dean Graziosi. It was a Zoom mastermind with about 50 other team leaders. And one of the things that he talked about was the 10 little things that become the big things. And so sometimes it's the little things that matter. Like, as an example, there's a couple of pet peeves people that know me well know is that taking out the trash instead of just shoving it down and hoping that the lid closes. In my office, like, that's just a no-go, right? That just shows laziness and not discipline. What about not changing the toilet paper roll? Well, Matt, that stuff doesn't matter. Bullshit, it does. It's the little things that add up to become big things. And so you think that you can be undisciplined in something as simple as not taking out the trash, and then you're going to be disciplined on the days you don't feel like doing the hard things? That's not how it works. You have to exercise discipline. I want to remind you of something. How you do anything is how you do everything. How you do anything is how you do everything. Number nine, plan and execute. Pretty simple, right? Execution is our theme of the year for our team. I've shared that with you guys before. Execution, our definition is done or not done. No more yeah buts, no more excuses. So, what is your plan? How do you develop a plan? So, we'll go back to, I think it was number three, our goals. You have your clear goals of what you want to accomplish. Now, break that down into what are the daily minimum standard of activities I need to do today to get to that goal? Daily. And then you execute on those daily tasks, done or not done. One of the things that I use and highly recommend, I got it from Andy Frisella, who is also the creator of 75 Hard, is called the Power List. And it is five critical tasks every day. What are the five most important things that are critical tasks that will move the needle forward towards your goal today? And you do those every single day. An example, 75 Hard is five, it's a power list. That's what it is. Just a power list around mental toughness. So, what if you created a 75 hard or a power list around your real estate business? Let me just brainstorm with you what I think a great real estate agent power list would look like. Number one, let's start with a number of conversations a day. Honestly, let's start with five. Let's underwhelm you. Can every one of you have five conversations today? Yep. Cool. Now do it again the next day. And then the next day, and then the next day, and do it for 90 days straight. Do it for 180 days straight. Do it for an entire year. And what will look different in your business? Absolutely everything will look different. You see, too many times we think that we need to, we underestimate what we can do in a year, and we overestimate what we can do in a day. So what that means is that we procrastinate and we say, we'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. And then it stacks up, and we think that, oh, tomorrow we can do 4 days of work. And maybe you can. Maybe you are a high achiever, but can you do that every single day? No, you become burnt out. You become overwhelmed. And so instead of intensity all the time, what if you actually stick to consistency and you find five critical tasks? Number one, let's start with five conversations. Number two, what about a social media post every day? I'm right now, go look at my social media. I'm posting at least five a day. Five posts per day. It's not that I'm just sitting around twiddling my thumbs all day. I got more going on in my life now than I have in a long, long, long time. In a good way. Because I'm growing. I'm in a growth phase right now. I'm all in. And I love it. But I still make it a priority to post and to speak to my audience. So make a plan and execute. Back to what, so I mentioned five conversations. I also mentioned doing a social media post today. What about this? What if you actually found some sort of win in your day? Meaning, so in our team, as an example, you have some sort of environment you can do this in. Just share something good that happened today as a result of your actions in your life, in your business, personal, professional. Share something good that happened. You see, too many times we actually look, and I'm really guilty of this. We look at the gaps. We look at where we can improve. And as a high performer, like I always want to grow and improve. But too many times we look past the great things that happened. And I think an attitude of gratitude is important. So there's three things for you. I'll let you create the others, but come up with simple things. Like here's a, I'll keep going actually. Here's another one. If you're in our organization, one of those would be clear your smart list in your CRM daily. Pretty simple. Basically, your task, your smart list, whatever that looks like in your organization, in your business, the thing that you said that you were going to do when you put it in there, you actually just get it done. And if you do those things for a consistent period of time, all of your business will be better. Your life will be better. The confidence you have in yourself will be, everything will be better from this one thing. And number 10, last and certainly not least, you need to develop mental toughness. Life's hard. Real estate's hard. Is your mind tough? Can you handle it? Mental toughness, I believe, is the single most important skill that you need to develop to win in any area of life. And mental toughness is a skill. Let me say that again, meaning it's a learned trait. It is something that you can learn. It is like a like discipline. It's a muscle that you can exercise. It's something that you can improve. Maybe you were born with it, cool, but if you don't exercise it, you lose it. So all these challenges that life throws at us, all these curveballs, the changes in the market, whatever it may be, if you develop mental toughness and you can show up, especially on the days you don't feel like it, and you don't let your brain talk you out of doing the thing you know you need to do, you will live a life full of freedom, confidence, and success. I think that's what we're all after. I believe we all want to become better. And so there's my 10 steps on how you can start becoming better. I think that it's really, really crucial that we realize in a time right now, like we control what we can control. And that's where this message came on my heart. Is I wanted to share with you just, I wanted to make it as tactical as I could, but tie it to things that will help you grow as a human. Because if I can help you grow as a person, if I can help you grow as a human, as a whole human, I believe the rest of your life will follow suit. That's what I practice in my own life, is I'm trying to become better every day. And I want to encourage you to follow these 10 steps and see where can you become better today, because your family's relying on you. Maybe if you're a leader, your team is relying on you. Your clients are relying on you. The future you is relying on you. And so if you took notes on these 10 steps, I would encourage you to have those and just write down, where does this show up in my life? And how can I improve? What do I need to remove? What do I need to add? What habits, routines, rituals do I need to do? What does my power list look like? What are my goals specifically? What are the excuses I need to get rid of? And if you actually treat it that way and you stick to it, you don't have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. But at the end of the day, if you won more days than you lost, you'll be moving in the right direction. And that's what I want for you. Hope this was helpful, guys. I know this was short and sweet. This was on my heart. I wanted to share with you. And I know if you listen to this show, you want to win. And so I know this is a proven recipe that will help you become better as a person, which will show up in all aspects of life, including business. This show continues to grow, continue to amaze me. So I appreciate all the support. As always, all that I ask of you is just share this with a friend. If you found value in this, if this resonated with you, if you think this will help you level up in life and you know someone else that could use this message, share it with them. Share the show, share it on social, leave us a review. Subscribe to us on YouTube. I've never asked that one before. That's new. But I really appreciate your guys' support. It's really inspiring, all the messages that I get, all of you that reach out. It really helps me keep going and keep funding the show and keep taking the time, because I really want to do it. It's a passion project for me. So thank you guys for your support, and we'll catch you next week.